This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I'm going to jump to it real quick, and we'll get to what we do on a regular basis in just a couple minutes here. But we just found that the New York Times, friends, had posted Kim Davis jailed for contempt in Kentucky, a gay marriage dispute. I want you to listen carefully to this, okay? A federal judge here on Thursday in Ashland, Kentucky, ordered a defiant county clerk jailed for contempt of court because of her refusal to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples despite a Supreme Court ruling against her. Did you hear what she just said? Did you hear what this reporter just said, friends? Instead of the judge making reference to Kentucky law, which condemns homosexuality as it does in every state in all 50 states of our union, this federal judge made reference to the Supreme Court, which is stacked with lesbians and homosexuals itself. Okay? So here we have it. Instead of the judge making reference to Kentucky law that condemns the act of sodomy, as does it in all 50 states, this judge makes reference to the Supreme Court. First of all, let me give you the definition of defiance. A daring, a challenge to fight, invitation to combat, a call to an adversary to encounter, if he dare. Okay, now listen to the analogy used in Webster's 1828. Goliath bid defiance to the army, of Israel. Goliath, the corrupt Philistine that was cursing the armies of Israel, was bidding defiance to the army of Israel. Goliath was. Now, which guy was good, David or Goliath? We all know that Goliath was the bad guy. So who was the defiant one? The defiant one was the one that was actually transgressing God's moral law. The same way that this judge is defying God by his complicity with the Supreme Court, which is defying God's moral law. This judge is complicit with the crime of sodomy. But again, what do we have? We have the New York Times. This is where America is in trouble today. And this is why America is in trouble today. Instead of America agreeing with the laws established and agreeing with the judges that actually are to make reference, discover, and apply written law, instead of them agreeing with God's moral law, they are now beginning to defy because the court said so, rather than because God said so. So who's defiant? Those that are defying God's moral law. Who are they? The judges. The sodomites. So to put into perspective here, folks. To call Kim Davis defiant is completely untrue. She's obedient to the commands of a just and a holy God, according to our Mosaic institution called moral law in America. The judges, along with the sodomites, are defying God's moral law in this country. And I want people to understand one thing here, too. If the Supreme Court is the final arbiter of what the Constitution says, then we have ceased to be our own rulers under God, and the Supreme Court is now our ruler. Again, the judge's job, no matter who they are or where they're at, is to discover written law and to apply it. And what are we seeing? We're seeing a bunch of activists attempt to legislate from the bench, and they're turning good for evil and evil for good, light for darkness and dark for lightness, and darkness for light. America, you need to understand this is why your country is being destroyed today. Instead of reading the Word of God, you're reading the words of the state-controlled media's useful idiots and propagandists. Again, going back to Kentucky and their statute concerning sodomy, their laws in Kentucky condemn homosexuality, but they're saying because the Supreme Court said so. The likes of none other than Alina Kagan, who's known for queerifying Harvard. Well, she said that it's now law that two men can get married and two women can get married. No! This is where the American people who are the law deal with their representatives and throw them off because they're acting outside of their scope of authority. They do not have the authority to implement or to legislate or to act as activists from the bench that defies God's written law in which they have right in front of their faces and above their heads, by the way. And it shows you their disdain for God's moral law. In America, Kim Davis right now, this was actually just given to me, this is the clerk in Kentucky who is refusing by the authority of God, said she, to hand out licenses to homosexuals and lesbians, sodomites. When this was given to me, I'd actually responded, this is how it came to me, friends, just a little bit ago. Here it comes, they've jailed Kim, someone posted to me. I replied, redemption is always on the other side of this. She is now in the fire waiting to see the fourth man appear. He will come, he always does. And folks, though America, you can stand down in these times and watch the righteous stand up to glorify the Christ, you will merely be spectators rather than partakers. It's time that the American people stand up, deal with these judges and all the corrupt politicians that are hiding behind the courts, as they are the ones that are actually allowing these crimes to be perpetrated upon we the people in this country by these supposed judges that are defying law and written law. When you read Article 3, Section 1, it says the judicial power of the United States shall be vested in one Supreme Court. Wait a second. Who does the Supreme Court work for? We the people. Who does the president work for? We the people. Every branch of government, who do they work for, people? We the people. Who does the military work for, people? We the people. And it tells us that if the judges both of the supreme and inferior courts shall hold their offices during good behavior and shall at stated times receive their services of compensation, which shall be not diminished during their continuance in office. But folks, what happens when they step outside of good behavior? You impeach them. Article 2, Section 4. Be right back.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-643-4661 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-643-4661. Call 800-643-4661. Again, that's 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also go over to Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media. Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1. And folks, if you'd like to call in over the next hour, 45 minutes actually, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. You know what's interesting, friends, is we've been out at the State Fair for the last 7 days, going on 8 days here now, and we have encountered thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of people. And this is happening daily. That's how many people come to the Minnesota State Fair, and people are coming up to the booth, and they're telling my wife and my children and those that are volunteering out there that we're so glad that you guys are out there. And folks, it's interesting how many people are aware of who we are and what it is that we do and what it is that God has done through this ministry on a nationwide, international basis. And oftentimes I find myself asking my wife, I say, Lord, I say, honey, I don't understand how people stand back and allow this to happen to their country. What, they love their freedom so much that they're not willing to actually fight for it? It's okay that someone else sacrifices to give them, to sustain the freedoms in which they have, but they're not willing to put their hand to it, hand to the plow? And I said, I don't understand, because when Charles Spurgeon said, he who doesn't preach against sin, lawlessness, is guilty of sin. And I find that to be true. And I often ask her, I said, why am I the only one jacked, youth talk, angry about the compromises that take place in our country? I mean, always taking it in an analogy so you can understand. You go to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, folks, you chew gum, you talk out of turn, you joke around. That tomb guard, he will stop right then and there, and he will reprove you in front of everybody. And yet the Bible says those that commit sin, you're supposed to rebuke before them all that others also might fear. And yet, of course, we don't see that because then you'd be considered a hater if you were to do that. But I don't really care what label you would put on me. I do it out of love. I know why I do what I do. It's the love of Christ that constraineth me. And I also know what the word, the written word says. And I've experienced that word. And I said to her, I said, I understand that if you don't preach against sin, you're guilty of it. And I said, furthermore, Spurgeon also said, if you want to see why a man doesn't preach out against sin, just follow him home and you'll find out why. And when I think about that, I think about why is it that everybody seems to be just okay with what's going on in their country? And if they don't, they do nothing more than just talk about the problem. I mean, faith without works is what? It's dead. Paul said, I'll show you my faith by my works. That's how you're justified. Look to Abraham. That was the analogy he used in James 2. But I mean, so often, folks, when we're on the radio and we're just going along and all of a sudden that fire comes, that word comes like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. I'm telling you what, we're led by the Spirit of God. I want to tell you that I'm moved by that Spirit of God. It was said of John Knox of old, that great prophet of Scotland, they said of him that when he would start out preaching, they said he would start out calmly, and before you knew it, when the power of God rested upon him, he began to slam his hand down on the pulpit. And the Bible says that we're ministers of the flames of fire. And I don't understand why in this country, I really honestly don't, that America, you have eyes, America, you have ears. Yet for some reason, you give them a pass concerning the crimes against we the people. This is not a third world country that we're talking about here. And I get these emails, and I just instantly, there's a righteous indignation within me. And I thought about this during the break, and then what I did is I said, Lord, where is this in Scripture? And of course, I knew in my mind, because I have the mind of Christ, and I'm quickened by the Spirit of Christ. And it says in 2 Corinthians 7:10, for godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, liberation from sin. You can also read Matthew 1:21, not to be repented of. And then it says in verse 11, this is what it says, and I want you to listen carefully. Those that are born of the Spirit of God, this is what it works in you, godly repentance. For behold, the selfsame thing that you sorrowed after a godly sorrow, you are sorry that it was your sin that put Christ up on the cross. You are sorry for your sin before a just and a holy God, that you have offended His majesty. He said, what carefulness it wrought in you. What? Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. Yet what clearing of yourselves to be guilty before a just and a holy God. Yeah, what indignation. Indignation towards what? Sin. Your sin that put Christ up on the cross, when you're cleared from it, you won't tolerate it. You won't have it in your presence. Yeah, what fear? Fear what? Fear of the Lord, hating evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way. The froward mouth do I hate, saith the Lord. And by the fear of the Lord, what do? We depart from evil. And if we depart from evil, we're born of the Spirit of God. Guess what we do? We stand up against evil. And the Bible also tells us in the book of 2 Corinthians 7, perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord. And then it goes on, yeah, what vehement desire, huh? Yeah, what zeal, huh? What of good works? Ephesians 2. Yeah, what revenge? Revenge upon what? Unrighteousness. In all things you have approved yourselves to be clear in this matter. America, this is where you're guilty. This is where you're guilty. Because if you don't preach out against it, you're guilty of it. And folks, I got to tell you, I see a whole lot of guilty people out there. They're okay with these things happening. They're okay that Kim Davis is in jail right now. And folks, I got to give you the analogy again. When Jesus warned the people before he went to the cross. And by the way, they crucified him because they were envious of him. And Pilate knew this. And the religious people and the powers that be during that time, they didn't want to lose their place, their position, or their nation. They wanted the control. And you can also read Psalm 2 when you get a little time here. But the fact of the matter is, friends, I don't understand, America, how you can stand down seeing these things take place today in this country. As Jesus was going up to be crucified, you do need to understand that he said to the women that were following him up to Golgotha to be crucified for absolutely nothing. He was crucified for doing the right thing, not the wrong thing. He was without spot or blemish. Remember when he said to the religious people of the day, which one of you convinceth me of sin? They couldn't convince him because he's pure, he's holy, he is alive forevermore. But as he turned around and he looked at the women that were crying for him, he said, don't cry for me. Listen to me, America. Don't cry for me, Jesus was saying to the people as he was being crucified, as the truth, the way, the truth, and the life was being crucified. He said, cry for you and your children. Because if they'll do this in a green tree, because America, when you still have the power to do the right thing and you let these people do the crucifying of the truth and the light and the righteous, you are asking for judgment to fall upon your heads, you and your children. And that is exactly what's going to happen. And by the way, that's exactly what we're seeing happening today. Less than 1.6% of the population is destroying your country and America. You're allowing it to happen. Don't cry for those that are in jail like Kim Davis. Don't cry for Troy Newman, who Planned Parenthood is now coming after, along with the little fox in the chicken coop, the new Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, and this criminal administration. No, folks, don't cry for Troy Newman, who they're coming after, for standing up for life. Cry for yourselves. Cry for yourselves, because if you'll allow them to do this in a green tree, imagine the evil deeds that they'll do when it's a dry tree. When you don't have the light anymore, because that's exactly what they mean to put out, America. They mean to put out the light. And America, you're letting them do it. You're letting them do it. How do you feel sorry for somebody that doesn't stand up against it when they had the opportunity to stand up against it? And I'm speaking of the crimes of the corrupt in this administration and in the courts. Folks, you gotta agree with me. You deserve what you've got coming. You simply deserve what you've got coming. And the Lord doesn't find any pleasure in the death of the wicked. Turn, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And we know when you're born of the Spirit, because you'll do the things of the Spirit. And what does the things of the Spirit do? What do those that are in Christ do? They stand up against the darkness. They expose the darkness. They uncover the darkness. And they bring forth the law unto judgment to establish the righteousness in which we need today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Are those that are listening today, are you indignant about what's going on, friends? 1-866-582-9933. Let's bring this all the way back around concerning Kim Davis and how this federal judge threw her in jail for her defiance. In other words, for her obedience to God, he threw her in jail for his defiance. Therefore, America, what you need to understand, and do understand that I'm speaking according to the enumerated laws of our Constitution and understanding what Article 2, Section 4 says. This federal judge should be thrown in jail. I want you to hear me carefully. The federal judge should be thrown in jail. Kim Davis should be hailed, which she is by the majority of the American people right now, the silent majority. Here, let me interject this. I had a thought by Dante. He said, the hottest places in hell are reserved for those who in times of great moral crisis maintain their neutrality. In other words, they know what's wrong, but they do nothing to actually deal with the issues at hand. He said, the hottest places in hell are reserved for those who in times of great moral crisis maintain their neutrality. Boy, there's a whole lot of neutrality going on in this country, isn't there? And just to show you how much the people in this country are actually supporting the sodomite agenda, I'm sure you guys have heard, this is on Sons of Liberty Media, by the way, students recognize and respond to what their parents want regarding a mentally ill boy. There is a boy, Mr. Perry, who was born a man and claims now he's a woman, and he wants access to the girls' bathroom. Well, guess what happened at Hillsboro High School? Over 150 students walked out. I thought everybody's for the homosexual agenda. That's what the state-controlled media would have you believe. No, folks, as a matter of fact, out of the 360 that I've done across the country, I've probably seen three people that were actually for it, and they were little boys that thought they were women. And who's teaching them that? At Hillsboro High School, a young boy who thinks he's a girl, he's just hideous looking, friends, the sickest thing. He wants access to the girls' bathroom. This is what the older generation is teaching their kids, or in one way or another. Either you're just rolling over and allowing it to happen, that's how you're teaching them, or you're literally teaching them. But the students across the country are teaching the parents what's right and what's wrong, because over 150 students out of that small high school stood up and walked out saying, "We will not comply with your perversions. We will not comply with what you're trying to throw down on us. We will not comply with a boy that's so perverted and debased and reprobate. We will not comply with him because he wants to come over and look at naked girls in the bathroom. The locker room. We will not comply. America, I thought everybody was for this. I thought everybody was for the gain of America. Of course not. These kids in public schools, they know they're being lied to. They're not swallowing the pill. They're rejecting it. But the state-controlled media would have you know, guys like Bradley Dean, they're dangerous. They're dangerous. Not to your kids. They're dangerous. Bradley Dean is dangerous to our agenda. The Kim Davises of the world are dangerous to their illegal agenda. The Troy Newmans are dangerous to the agenda concerning those that want to murder the babies in the womb. They don't like to be uncovered, but we ain't asking for permission, America. We're dealing with it. We're obeying God, and we're seeing his results. But I just wanted to highlight the fact that over 150 young people stood up in defiance to their tyranny and said, no, well, the teachers go along to get along. And so what they do is they sympathize with the one or two in their school that just don't know the difference. They don't know their right hand from their left hand. And then what these transvestites do, or these homosexuals do, they blame God for their perversion that they make the choice to live out. Oh, that's, you want to talk about serious condemnation? Oh my goodness. That is literally spitting in the face of God, friends. Going over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends. I mean, folks, you got to go online and see the picture of this kid. You have to ask the question, who has been tutoring this individual to dress and act in such a fashion? And then to have the audacity to blame God for what he created when they take on and make the choice to commit the act of an abomination. And it's like some guy saying, you know what, you know, I stole because I was born that way. I killed because I was born that way. I commit adultery because I was born that way. No, you make the choice to act out the things that you act out. Read Romans 6. Wow. Louis Farrakhan, folks. Remember the guy that actually blurted the truth out in his confusion from his demonic pulpit at one point when he was talking about how Malcolm X was killed? You guys do understand Louis Farrakhan, he's jealous of Malcolm X. He always was. And then at one point, he actually shout out from the pulpit that he was a part of it, and then his daughter called him out, and then the news got around it, and then they confronted each other, and of course he lied about it. That's what they do. That's what these people do. But Louis Farrakhan, he said, stalk and murder and kill them. He's looking for thousands to stand up and stalk and murder and kill them. On cue. On cue. To incite domestic insurrection, folks. On cue. Does anybody think this is coincidental? Absolutely not. On cue, Louis Farrakhan is calling for the Muslims to actually, in the thousands, to stalk them and to kill them. Why is this man not thrown in jail? Are you seeing how this works, friends? Huh. I also wanted to let people know that Ben Carson supports civil unions for lawless sodomites. Folks, the more pressure that falls onto this guy, I'm telling you, I'm losing respect for him on a daily basis. He's a doctor. He needs to be a doctor. There's nothing presidential about this guy. He's a nice, smart guy, but he's spineless. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Romans 13 is not a command to submit to tyranny. Nope, just the exact opposite. You know, it's interesting. Someone posted today how ISIS wants to start Armageddon. No, they want the illusion that there is an Armageddon and that there's nothing that you can do about it. This is by Pamela Geller. I just noticed a brand new video by ISIS, and it's interesting, and I've shared this with you in the past, friends, but when you're watching these videos, it's almost like who's doing the filming is completely top-notch, like they're out of Hollywood. And I noticed that these soldiers, they got these brand new uniforms, unscathed, brand new boots, brand new machine guns. Everything is new, and it's so staged, and it's like, okay, you want to hang these guys now and burn them alive, or you want to take some other guys, put them in a cage and drown them, or you want to put them in a car and then send forth an RPG and blow it up? What are they operating through, friends? They want you to fear the consequence of their might. Who are you magnifying by submitting to this devilish doctrine? Not the Spirit of God, because we have not been given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. This should encourage, and it does encourage real Christians, to deal with these people accordingly. Man, every time I see their videos, it's just like it's all so well scripted. And it's like they just got out of their little mansions and put on their brand new clothes and they want to scare somebody. Hey, you guys ready to do this? It's kind of like CNN or MSNBC or even Fox. Even Fox News. Hey, folks, did you know that Prince Al-Waleed bin Talal? Did you know that he is the number two owner of Fox News? Speaking of which, you want to talk about the fox and the chicken coop? You know what he said? Prince Al-Waleed bin Talal, second owner of Fox News. You know what he said? He said a strong American government is not good for us. Here, I want to say that again. The number two owner of Fox News is Prince Al-Waleed bin Talal, who said a strong American government is not good for us. He is part two owner Fox News. A strong government is not good for us. So who do we want to put in place in government? Well, we want the weak. We want those that we can control. You mean, like, is that why you guys keep talking about the Clintons? Huh. You know, friends, we already shared with you that 40 to 60% of all of their statements made over at Fox, they're untrue. So is this purpose? Oh, friends, you better open up your eyes as to what's going on. Hey, I'm going to come right back and I'm going to bring you to a poll concerning who's winning the polls across the country. And you remember how I told you? They promote Hillary more than anybody. Who's actually for Hillary? Well, just ask the people in Iowa. Folks, the reporters showed up. the people didn't. So who's supporting her?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Wendy Blanks, chief editor of thesleuthjournal.com. I wanted to extend a personal thank you to Bradley Dean and his stellar team at the Sons of Liberty radio show for exposing realities concerning our media, education system, churches, and government.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Okay, so here we have it. Final segment, folks. I love this because here again, we're just kind of led into things and then all of a sudden we start talking about them and before we know it, a week or two or 3 weeks later, all of a sudden it pops open. There it is. That's what we were going after. We know in part, we prophesy in part, right? 1 Corinthians 14, 1 Corinthians 13. But interestingly enough, I'm looking at the polls right now. Okay, this is real clear politics. It basically shows Trump is basically stomping on everybody that's in the race right now, 27.2%. And Bush is completely, he's out of the picture. What an absolute joke. I mean, the boy needs to understand when he's got to throw his hat in. He should have never threw it in the first place. Folks in Florida hate the man. They loved him when he first got there, but after they had a little taste of who the Bushes were, they didn't want him anymore. But interestingly enough, Trump is just, he's stomping. I mean, the Republican presidential nominations, I mean, it's Donald Trump, okay? If you love him, great. If you hate him, that's fine too. I'm just telling you the facts right now. But we have Donald Trump, and everybody in America knows what's happening here. But here, as I was just exposing Fox for who they were once again, Fox just posted today, poll says Hillary and Trump are unpopular. Why could they win anyways? Wait a second. I thought Trump was pretty much spanking everybody concerning the presidential nomination for the Republican Party. just overall across the boards, it's Donald Trump. This is what we're told. But why did Fox News put out there, poll says Hillary and Trump are unpopular? Because they are leading the opposition, Hillary is. America knows that the Clintons should be incarcerated back in the 90s, at least back in the 90s. But the way they lead the opposition is she commits crime after crime after crime after crime. The law never takes its course. And here we see Hillary again, for some reason, in a poll with Fox putting her right next to Donald Trump. And we found that Fox News, one of their top 10 contributors to Fox News actually donates to the Clintons Foundation. Did you hear what I said? And so when you begin to see these contrived polls, friends, do keep in mind they are contrived, but also go back a little bit further and understand that Al-Waleed bin, why can't they just name him like Scotty or Joey or something like that? Hey, Prince Joey, or hey, Prince Scotty. No, it's got to be Al-Waleed bin Talal. The second owner of Fox News wanted you to know, listen to me again, the second owner of Fox News wants you to know that a strong American government is not good for us. Is that why they keep putting Hillary Clinton in the mix? Is that why Fox News keeps promoting Hillary Clinton? You better bet your bottom dollar that's why. To put her in the same category as to where Trump is an oxymoron. Nothing could be more black and white than Hillary and Trump right now concerning the polls. Now, we also know, friends, that Trump is friends with the Clintons. You want to talk about leading the opposition? We'll hold off right there. But I want you to think about what's going on concerning your conservative outlets. And I'm talking about Fox News. The owners, first and foremost, and by the way, do understand the other owner for Fox. He's an atheist, he said. He's an anti-theist. He's an anti-theist. So he doesn't believe in God. His buddy, Al-Waleed, along with Robert Murdoch, what a dangerous pair. He doesn't believe in God, and then he's in partnership with Sharia Prince, who owns stake in Fox, and America's trying to figure out what the problem is. So if you ever wonder why Fox is never standing on the issues lawfully, that's why. Because, again, remember he said, a strong American government isn't good for us, so we need a Fox News. We need to lead the opposition. So what we'll do is we'll take Hillary and we'll put her up against Donald Trump. Well, I didn't hear anybody concerning the populace talking about Hillary Clinton in the first place. People are sick and tired of seeing her. She's not a serious, legitimate candidate. She's a criminal, just like her husband. And America knows that. But here you have Fox News taking polls, falsified polls, and say, well, things like Hillary and Trump are unpopular. No, Hillary is very unpopular. Trump is the furthest thing from unpopular right now. But he said, this individual, Howard Kurtz, over at Fox News, said why they could win anyways. So you have the useful idiots at Fox all over the place. And by the way, folks, if you want to know why we have gay marriage, look to Fox. If you want to know why we have a Barack Hussein Obama, look to the best that you have. Look to Fox. They're not condemning him for crime. No, they're debating his crime. And the American people are led to believe that this is how we do that. Look to your forefathers, friends. That's not how we did things. We dealt with the issues lawfully, and the people didn't sit around and tolerate it. If you look at the Gadsden flag, friends, you need to understand, when you look at that snake, his eyes are opened all the time, ready to strike. anybody that treads upon the rights that have been fought, bled, and died for to give them. They will tolerate nothing that violates the rights that have been given unto them at such a high cost. But not in America. The land of the free. America loves their freedom so much they'll let everybody trample their freedoms. In other words, they'll let them trample the graves and the honor of them that fought, bled, and died to give it. I mean, for some reason, the American people have been led to believe that government, well, they have the right to desecrate their memories. Well, sure. Wow. I want to leave this on a positive note. And I'm not being sarcastic. It's true. Oftentimes, you feel like Elijah on top of Mount Carmel making fun of the false gods. Because, friends, sooner or later, the fire is going to fall. And the false prophets will be dealt with. Rest assured. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Did you see this? A Georgia football team that baptized before practice is under investigation. Do you see what's happening here, friends? This totalitarian government, this foreign government, is attacking Christians everywhere in this country. And if that doesn't make you indignant, nothing will. I mean, we've already found out that 300, and I believe it's 306,000 veterans in America died waiting care at the VA. So if we allow this foreign government to do that to our veterans, well, what do we care if they do that to Christians? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. This is what I wanted to leave you with. In South Carolina, we have some folks, just like Kim Davis and Troy Newman, that understand what it's like to walk in the light, to walk in the power of God, regardless of what comes. But in South Carolina, Christians gather together to stand up against the Antichrist attack on Christianity. Praise God. This is real Christianity, friends. This is what Christians do what Christ does. Aren't you tired of seeing those people that have these little WWJD bracelets? What would Jesus do? Well, let me tell you, it's not what would he do, it's what is he doing. At least 10,000 people gathered at South Carolina State House for a Stand With God pro-family rally where Republican presidential candidates Ted Cruz and Rick Perry and U.S. Senators spoke about faith and moral issues such as same-sex marriage and abortion. Rick Perry, he likes to stick his face on both sides of the fence, doesn't he? You know, hey, Ricky, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. You're going to get caught on either side. So you need to make up your mind as to what choice and whose side you're going to be on. Because you can't stand on both sides. And yet, Rick Perry loves to stand on both sides. He needs to get this right. Is what he needs to do. And I think people see him for who he is. He's an establishment guy, friends. We love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. I'm sure we're going to have much to speak about. Again, concerning the Constitution and the Bible. Exposing the crimes as the American people tolerate in 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237.